We're delving now into the world behind the screen, the world of production design. The Korean Cultural Centre Australia currently has an exhibition titled Production Design, Scene Architects Build On-Screen Worlds, highlights the unsung heroes of cinema, the designers who craft the spaces, moods and textures that bring a film story to life. The exhibition features the work of renowned Korean production designers, including Ryu Seong-hee, Decision to Leave, Cho Hwa-sung, Hanson Rising Dragon, it's their work, and Han Ah-ryum from Kill Boxing, offers a rare look into the sketches, props, and behind-the-scenes materials that build cinematic worlds from the ground up. So talking to us now to talk about the exhibition, its inspirations, and the growing global recognition of Korean film is Sunmin Yoon, the director of the Korean Cultural Centre Australia, who joins us on the line. How are you, my friend?
Hi, Nelson. Good to see you. Yeah, I'm really good. So thank you.
No worries. How do I say how are you in Korean?
You simply can say 안녕하세요. I know it's a bit challenging.
You said simply. I think you underestimate how foolish I am, my friend. I'm sorry. I'm a fool. What inspired this exhibition?
Simply I will say this exhibition was ignited by the audience, I will say. You know, as Korean cinema started, you know, getting global attention in the sometime around 2000, the audience first got, you know, to know the Korean directors and actors. And soon after that, you know, the audience has naturally started paying more attention to the visual and the look of the films, you know.
Mm.
And this kind of, you know, growing interest really puts some spotlight on the production designer.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think the audience's curiosity was, I think, really a key inspiration for the exhibition.
Yeah.
And I think it was really created by this exhibition was created by the Korean Film Archive, one of our colleagues in Korea. And they had massive amount of, you know, fantastic, the film archiving, and they had really good connection with the directors and actors and all these, you know, designers. So they really make fantastic, exhibition at the moment. And I personally think that, you know, the terms, the scene architecture, I think it really captures the meaning really well. I personally, you know, I still remember watching the film called Old Boy. I'm not really sure, Nelson, you have watched it or not.
Man, I haven't, no.
But it was a really good one. You have to see that one. The old movie that was released in 2003 in Korea, there was huge success. And in the movie, the image of the really cold and plain room where the main character was imprisoned for 15 years, didn't know why he was stuck there. And that single room is powerfully visualized by the psychology of the revenge plot throughout the movie. And it really makes me wonder, and who designed this space? Wow. You know.
Mm.
So what I mean, you know, by presenting the production design as a scene architecture, I'd like to make it some kind of frame and try to look at the production design as a pure art form in its own right, you know. We hope to invite the audience to look beyond the final screens and, you know, appreciate how spaces and colors and textures and other objects are silently narrate the story.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah
for
yeah,
those who don't know what production design is, what is it and why and what makes the Korean style of production design so special? Because there's a big diversity. I mean, you look at some of the big Korean productions. You've got Parasite, of course,
exactly.
Quite realistic. But then you've got Squid Game, on the other hand, which is certainly quite surreal. What is it about Korean production design that's so unique?
Okay. First of all, I think I'd like to give a little bit of production explain about what production design is. It simply means, you know, in one word, I would say, it's interpreting a film to visual language. So, you know, film is all about the storytelling, but the directors and the actors are, you know, making the film, but at the same time, the mise-en-scene is very important.
Oh.
And this, you know, those mise-en-scene is all the part of the job of the production designer. So, you know, it's kind of really growing interest of the people who's actually making all the scenes. So I think that's a some sort of explanation for the production design. And I think in Korean perspective, I would say, you know, Korea, you know, what I have to say, I really want to try to highlight that the film is really a form of total art. You know, the Korean movies are kind of really famous at the moment. Mm. And so it actually reflects the some sort of the real life of Koreans, some high competition at the same time, you know, our Asian cultures and the value of family. All these things are, seems like very something different from each other. But, you know, if you try to make one really good story, it has to be mingled in the one, you know, aspect. I think that's the power and the techniques of the production designer. And that's what really makes Korean movie at the movie kind of really attractive at the moment.
Yes, certainly. Tell us about some of the production designers on display at the exhibition and why did you choose them?
Oh, yes. Actually, currently in the Korean Cultural Center, we have the exhibition with the three different designers. We have actually two main considerations to select them. The first one is the selection process was really focused on the designers who have played, you know, very important roles in shaping the visual narrative of Korean cinema. And the second, you know, consideration was on the basis of the first consideration. We choose three representative production designers who could symbolize the beginning and the present and the future stage of the field. So the first one was a designer named Cho Hwa-sung, and he stands out as one of the first generation production designers in South Korea, which is sometime around 2000. And he began his career with the film called, you know, Green Fish in 1997. And his pioneering work really established the foundation of the field. So that's why we think this Cho Hwa-sung is really important as a, you know, founding fathers of the stage. And the second one, personally my favorite, is director...
Bias, by goodness.
What do you mean?
I'm joking. Go on.
Yeah, my favorite name is Liu Seung-hee, and she's really well known for her, you know, poetic and symbolic visual language. And she actually represents a, you know, more mature stage of the Korean production design. And she was the first Korean to win the Vulcan Prize at Cannes, you know, Film Festival in 2016. And one of her, you know, the masterpiece was The Handmaiden. I think, you know, there are many Australian fans who watch this movie, and this one really, you know, showed the perfect blend of, you know, smart concept and the beautiful artistry. Her other famous work includes, you know, something famous thing is like Memory of Murder and The Host and Decision to Leave and newly released, you know, No Other Choice. And one of my favorite one is, you know, When Life Gives You a Tangerine. That was really a good one.
Yeah.
So that was Liu Seung-hee. And then finally, I would say, we have the, another person named Han Arum, and he actually represents a very younger generation of the Korean industry in this moment.
Mm.
So he actually brings a contemporary perspective that opened, you know, bridging the realism and the stylization and reflecting the shifting tones of, you know, modern Korean cinema. And I think his work really includes, you know, very well-known Kingmaker and Kill Boksoon, which is very famous at the moment.
Mm.
So... Oh, yeah, he's the one who actually, you know, made this Kill Boksoon in terms of the visual art. And, for example, in Kill Boksoon, you know, he transferred, like, you know, he transformed an everyday location like the Han River Bridge in Seoul into a very stylish and almost surreal and stylish, you know, battleground for assassins. I really love that one.
Yeah, great. And just lastly, you know, this exhibition, you've got sketches, concept art, props, behind-the-scenes footage. How do you translate these cinematic worlds into a physical gallery space, considering the original medium is, of course, film?
Yeah, I think that could be one of the challenges. So I think for us, the biggest challenge was, as you mentioned, you know, the film, it actually is a time-based medium, but we got to have to transform into, you know, physical and a static gallery space. So that was a really challenging one. But we try to make some balance between the authenticity of the film and the interpretation in the space. So we're trying to, what we have done is, you know, we're trying to try to expose all the sketches, all the scratch papers, all the all the little tiny pieces of the process of the making the design. So we're gonna exhibition, make some exhibition on our exhibition site. At the same time, we are actually running the film itself, the very important scenes of the film together. So when the visitors come to our center, they have some time and opportunity to read carefully all the process of making the scene. And then they actually can see the film itself and they can realize, oh, this is how, film is made behind the scene. Mm. So what I really hope to, visitors, when they go away, I really want them to understand there are some things behind the scene is really important. And that's something really make the film famous. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Excellent. Looking forward to it. And thank you so much for making the time this morning, my friend.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure.
No worries. Sun Min Yoon, Director of the Korean Cultural Center Australia, talking about production design, Scene Architects Built on Screen Worlds exhibition, now open at the Korean Cultural Center in Sydney and is open every weekday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And the exhibit will be open until the 31st of October.